This week we're talking about the Winter Weekend Redo, the C3 Family Dinner, and our new series Devoted. Welcome back to the C3 Students Podcast. Hey everybody, welcome back to the C3 Students Podcast. And it's great to welcome you back for episode 2. This is the second week of trying this little experiment here, and we are glad that you are tuning in to catch up on all things related to C3 Students. C3 Students is the student ministry of Covenant Community Church in Wheeling, West Virginia. The whole reason C3 Students is here is to help students take their next steps of faith in Jesus Christ. So if you're in the Ohio Valley area, somewhere in Wheeling, Ohio, or even far western PA, we'd love to welcome you. We are a student ministry for students in grades 6 through 12. You can find us in Wheeling, but look us up online first at c3studentswheeling.com, or you can visit the church website at c3wheeling.com. And be sure you're following us on social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram at c3studentswheeling. And we'd love to have you check us out and maybe be a part of our ministry to students. So I've got a number of things that are happening. We're going to talk about just 3 of them, and we're going to try to talk about them briefly here because they're big things are happening in the next couple of weeks. We're super excited to have them happening, and we want to make sure that you have the information that you need so that you can participate and be a part of one, if not all, of these upcoming events. So here's what you need to know. All right, the first thing we just want to bring back up to your attention, we announced it 2 weeks ago. This past Tuesday night at Youth Group, we talked about it briefly again, and we said to be watching on the website because we would be releasing more information this week once we finish nailing everything down as far as planning, times, costs, and all the things that go along with it. But we are so excited to like give the full information out for our Winter Weekend Redo. Now, just a quick little update. So if you remember back in February, we were supposed to have our very first solo winter retreat. This means that we, where we normally partner with other groups to do our winter and our fall retreats, this was going to be our very first solo retreat, which means we were just going to go as C3 students. And we were so excited. We had about 40 students signed up, another 12 or 15 adults and leaders and support team. And we were really looking forward to our time at Pine Springs. However, on that weekend, our area got hit with a significant ice followed by a snowstorm. We had to cancel the trip primarily because of transportation concerns. The bus wasn't able to get on the highway. We later found out that the roads to camp were closed. Much of our area was devastated with down limbs, trees, power outages. Our own neighborhood here where the Hyams live, our area was without power for quite a while. We know a number of you guys had lost power over that weekend in that time span. So we had to postpone it just for the safety of everybody. We did end up going tubing on that Saturday at the local park, and we had a blast doing that, but that wasn't to take the place of the retreat. So since then, we have been working to try to find a date, a location, and all of the other mechanisms that were necessary to make the retreat happen. And we just kept hitting roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. Either the weekends weren't good, the camp wasn't available, or just our leadership team wasn't available. And so we've decided to finally do this because we don't want to just not do it. We want to do something because we have some really fun things that we had planned and some really neat things that we were going to share with you guys. So we have come up with this idea. So 2 weeks ago, we announced the Winter Weekend Redo. And we said, instead of going somewhere, we were just going to come and spend the night in the church and have an all-nighter at the church. Now, some things about that. We did not want to just say, hey, come to the church and we'll play a bunch of games, watch some movies, and, you know, go crazy all night long. We wanted to make it fun and special. So we've been working hard to find something that would make it unique and special for this event. And so here's what our plans are. We're super excited about this. So coming up on April the 1st, that is Friday, April the 1st, we will kick everything off. The winter weekend redo will begin at 6:30. That means you'll need to be dropped off at the church at 6:30. And we're going to jump right into some activities and games and some fun stuff. We're going to have our session that we would have had at Winter Retreat. We're going to do that. And then we're going to pack everybody up in vehicles, and we are going to drive out to the Highlands, where we will spend 2 hours on Saturday night at the Highland Sports Complex, playing games in the gym, climbing in their climbing room, playing in their arcade, and just hanging out together and having fun. I don't know if you've been to the Highland Sports Complex. Some of you probably have, but it's super cool. And we're really excited. The climbing room is incredible. There will be all sorts of great challenges and obstacles for all of you. We've secured that space. You'll be able to climb. You'll be able to take turns. You'll be able to challenge yourself to do some really fun things. Then we have the whole arcade to ourselves. You guys can play games, hang out, have fun, laugh, take pictures, do all that crazy fun stuff in the arcade. And then what we're planning for in the gym is to play some large games that we can't play at the church because of space. And one of those things that we are planning to do is to have a couple rounds of dodgeball. It may turn out to be a dodgeball tournament. It may just be some fun games of dodgeball, but we are planning on playing some serious dodgeball that night. So after that's done, we'll come back to C3. We'll play some more games. We'll maybe watch a movie. We'll hang out. We'll get some stuff to eat. We're planning on some really great snacks back at the church. So you'll be able to come back and eat. And then at some point, we will put everybody in rooms and you guys will be able to chill and bed down for the night before waking you up again on Saturday morning for breakfast, our final session, and some more fun and activities as we wrap up our time. So here's what you need to know. Friday, April the 1st, into Saturday, April the 2nd, starting at 6:30 on Friday night, you'll be dropped off at C3, and then you'll be picked up on Saturday at noon. We will provide snacks Friday night. We will provide breakfast Saturday morning, plenty of beverages and water and drinks throughout the weekend. You will need to make sure you have dinner before you come. And then whatever you do after you leave, after Mom and Dad pick you up, that's on you guys. You will not need to bring money. We will take care of all things that you will need. It'll all be part of your registration fee. So that's really exciting. So Friday, April the 1st into April the 2nd, the cost is going to be $60. Now, this is going to cover the cost of all our food that we're going to eat, including breakfast, but also the cost of the Highlands Sports Complex. Okay, so you won't need to bring any money. You won't need to do anything other than complete their waiver form, which we have made links possible for you on our website. So $60 covers the weekend, and you're going to get a shirt. And you're gonna get a bunch of other stuff that we had purchased for the retreat to give you, that we will give you here at the redo. Okay, so the last thing you need to know is what it looks like for you to sign up. We just finished updating the website, so you can now go and you can register online with the online link, or you can print out a paper registration to fill out and then bring back to the church. The cost is $60, which can be made in check or cash, and you can bring that with you to C3 students on Tuesday night or on any Sunday leading up to the event on the 1st. So $60, bring that. Now, if you registered for the winter retreat and you paid either the deposit or the full amount, we can credit that payment towards your redo costs. So in other words, if you paid the $50 non-refundable deposit, we will use that $50 towards your registration for the redo. All you would then need to do is just pay the balance of $10, and that's your $60 right there. If you paid the full amount of $125, which was the cost of the winter retreat, we will reimburse you the balance after the $60. So we'll keep $60 and we will give you back the remaining amount of that. Okay. Now, if you were on scholarship, we are hoping to still have those scholarships. So just reach out to me and let me know, and we'll see what we can do to make sure we take care of you on that. Parents, if you're watching this and you're wondering what to do with it, if you would like to donate the balance of your $125 as a scholarship, we would love that, and we would use that towards another student who might have that need. So if you'd like to do that, just kind of communicate with me. Otherwise, we will expect to be giving refunds right probably in the next couple of weeks. Once we know who's going, once we know our costs and who's paid, we will start reimbursing those things. So if you are a parent and you're waiting for reimbursement, give us a few more weeks and then we will start doing those reimbursements, okay? For anyone who maybe donated money through our Winter Weekend Wall, that was that fundraiser that we did where you picked up an envelope and you matched the dollar amount with the number on the outside of the envelope. If you were part of that, we want to say thank you for being so generous. We raised over $2,000 in that fundraiser, which is phenomenal. That money has been used to cover the cost of some of the fun things that we're going to give to the students as part of our weekend's challenge. What we would like to say, if anybody has any issues or reasons for not applying that money to the redo weekend, please let me know. And if we need to handle a reimbursement, we will go ahead and do that. But we are super excited for the Winter Weekend redo. Everything now is ready to go. We're just finalizing some activity plans, but we're so excited. So you can now go to the website. You can register. There are some forms that are there. You need to make sure you have your annual C3 student parent waiver and consent form completed for 2022. And there is also a waiver form that will need to be completed and signed by parents for the Highland Sports Complex. And that is an online link. You can click on the link on the website, and then I'll take you to the form that you can then sign and complete online. And then you just need to let us know that you have completed that, okay? So the Winter Weekend Redo, April 1st and 2nd, 6:30 to 12 noon, $60 per student. We'll be at C3, at the Highland Sports Complex, back to C3 to wrap things up. It's gonna be a great weekend. We hope to see you there. Oh, space is limited to 50 students. So we'll take up to 50 students. After that, we're shutting her down. So if you wanna go and be a part of this, get signed up, get registered, and don't miss the Winter Weekend Redo. All right, students, the next thing I wanna talk about real briefly here is the C3 family dinner coming up on Sunday, March the 27th at 5 p.m. This is an amazingly fun time for the C3 family to gather together to share in a meal, but then to go over some of the things of the church, like the budget and the vision and things that we're doing for 2022 and things that we're dreaming and planning for as we move forward into even 2023. Now, part of this is we want to provide childcare for families who have younger kids so that they can participate in the meeting itself. And so here's what we're looking for from C3 students. We are going to, C3 students is going to put together some games and activities for kids in grades 1st through 5th that will take place during the meeting time of the dinner. And so we're looking for some student volunteers who would be willing to come and help us do things like a cornhole tournament, play some ping pong, do some coloring sheets and some crafts and some activities with the kids during the meeting time. So students, if you would like to be a volunteer and come and help us entertain kids, we're gonna be doing that with the 1st through K. And then everybody, kindergarten and under, is going to go into another room and we'll need some help in that room as well. So if you would like to volunteer to be a helper for the childcare for the family dinner, please let me know either this Sunday or this Tuesday so we can get you on the list so we can make it, so we can get you on there so you know what's going on and we can plan accordingly for that. So if you would rather just sit through the meal and then the meeting, you are always welcome to do that. In fact, we would encourage you, if you don't want to serve, we would encourage you to still come and be a part of the meeting so you too get the chance to hear the exciting things that C3 is doing and looking forward to doing in the coming months and years. Okay, so don't miss the C3 family dinner, March 27th, 5 p.m. We'll hope to see you there. It'll be a good time on that night. Okay, everybody, the last thing that we want to go over is our new series, which is kicking off this coming Tuesday, March the 22nd, that we call Devoted. Now, last week at our welcome night, we introed the series by looking at Acts 2, verses 42 through 47. And we said that this was a time early on, the church had just gotten started. And in this very early beginning stages, we see some really neat and exciting things happening with the believers in the young church. And we see that kind of first thing happen in verse 42, where it says, and they devoted themselves. We talked last week about who the they were and what they were devoting themselves to. And we said that the they were the people who were following Jesus or had just become new followers, following the Holy Spirit coming down upon the apostles, Peter getting up and giving that great message that led people to say, what do we do with what we're hearing? And Peter coming back and saying, you need to repent and believe, be baptized. And in that day, on that occasion, 3,000 people came to know Jesus. And part of those group, they became the church. And so what we see happening in Acts 2, verses 42-47, we have this little snapshot of what the church started doing and what it was becoming. Let me just read for you these verses one more time, just so that you have a sense of what we're talking about here. So this is Acts 2, beginning at verse 42. It says this, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and their belongings and distributing the proceeds to all who had and proceeds to all as they had need. Sorry about that. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their numbers daily those who were being saved. So this is all happening right on the cusp of Peter giving this message and all these people coming to put their faith in Jesus. And now we have the beginning of the church. And in these early days, weeks, months, we see these amazing characteristics begin to develop. And so what we're going to do over the next couple of weeks at C3 Students is we're going to dive in and ask the question, what does it look like for us to live devoted? And as we answer that question, we're going to look specifically at four things that we see in these verses and try to ask ourselves, what does it look like for us to live today in our culture, in our time, by doing these things? And so what are the four topics? The four topics are going to be learning. It talks about the believers. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings. Now, what are the apostles' teachings? Well, we're going to dive into that in week one. We're going to talk about what it was that they were learning. Basically, the apostles were teaching the believers, the new believers, everything that they were learning or had learned from Jesus, from their time when they were following Jesus around. And so they took those things that they were learning and they were bringing them back and they were teaching them to the new church. And so this idea that they devoted themselves to everything that the apostles had to say and teach, they took all those things and they were committed to the idea of learning everything they need to learn. So we're going to explore, what are the things that we need to learn? How do we learn? Where do we go for our source of information and learning? We're going to talk about the importance of Bible study, discipleship groups, quiet times, attending church and listening to the message, and all of those things, how they apply to our lives in the way that we learn about Jesus, okay? And we're going to learn something really fun about it, that it's not just learning about it, but what we're going to see in the other topics that we're going to cover is not just knowing information, but it's living information out. So that leads us to what we'll talk about in week two, and that is the idea of serving. What we see here in this early church is that they were all about caring for the needs of each other and those around them. We see this great line in there that says that they were selling their possessions and their belongings, and they were giving the proceeds to whoever had need. And so basically what they were doing is they were taking the things that they didn't need anymore, or maybe things that they didn't want, or maybe things that they bought that were just like, hey, we could sell this and use the money to bless somebody. They were selling their things, and then they were bringing the money to the apostles, and the apostles were distributing the money and giving it to people who need. So if someone was hungry, they were providing food. If someone needed clothing, they were providing clothing. If someone needed shelter, they were providing shelter. They were taking care of each other, and they were serving one another. So we're going to explore what it looks like for us to step into that place where we are serving not just each other, but the people in our community. Because there's this fun line in here that I've always wanted to do a word study on, where it talks about as they were doing these things, they were finding favor with all the people. So not just the church, but the people who were around them were being drawn in by what the believers were doing, how they were living. And so we want to explore what that looks like. That'll bring us to week three, where we're going to talk about the idea of worship or honoring God. We see in the early forms of this church that they were getting together frequently to do things like break bread and to pray and to celebrate and honor and worship God. And we want to talk about the importance of us coming into worship, coming into a place where we can honor God with how we live, but also in how we celebrate God. And so we're going to talk about what it looks like for us to worship or to honor God and to find joy and excitement and look forward to the times that we have when we can worship God together. And then we'll wrap everything up at the end of this with week four, where we're going to talk about the importance of fellowship or connecting. Over and over again in these verses, we hear how they were constantly coming together. They were meeting at the temple and they were worshiping together. They were meeting in each other's homes, and they were breaking bread, and they were eating, and there was joy, and there was gladness for all that was happening among them. As we want to explore what it looks like for us to see the value and the importance of connecting together. And so over the last couple of months, we have been very intentional about creating opportunities for students to come together and to be connected, not just on Tuesday nights, but also on Sunday mornings, also in our discussion groups that are meeting on Thursday nights, in our class 101, 201, 301, 401, in our pizza, Pepsi, and Bible study. Like, we are creating opportunities for people, for students, for you guys to come and to gather together. The winter weekend we do is going to be an opportunity for us to gather together, to spend time together, and to have some fun together. And so when we put all four of these things together, the idea of learning, the idea of serving, of worshiping or honoring God, and then of connecting with one another, being part of our community together, we want to answer the question, what does it look like for us to be devoted, to be 100% committed to Jesus and the things that he is doing in our lives, how he's changing us from the inside out, how he's using us to serve others, how he's calling us to worship him and the Father, and how being together, how being connected, it changes our lives and who we are and who he's creating to be. So we're really excited about this series. One of the fun things is we're tag teaming this one. So I'm going to kick off week one. Taylor is going to come in and teach week two. Allison's coming in and talking about worship on week three. And then Katie's going to wrap everything up in week four. And guys, it's going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun in doing this. And together, we're going to learn what it looks like for us to be a student ministry who is devoted to the things of God. I hope that excites you, because it does me. And we can't wait to have this conversation with you over these next 4 weeks and really watch as God brings you into a place where we can celebrate this amazing journey that we're on as we help each other take our next steps of faith in Jesus Christ. Okay, friends, that's going to do it for us this week. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to come and join us here on the C3 Student Podcast. As always, we want to encourage you to come and be a part of C3 Students, where we, our desire, our hope is to help all students, every student, take their next steps of faith in Jesus Christ. We meet Tuesday evenings at C3 here in Wheeling. You can find us at 250 Bethany Pike in Wheeling, West Virginia. If you are in grades 6 through 12, we would love for you to come and join us and be a part of our ministry. Look us up online, find our website. We are at c3studentswheeling.com. You'll find out more about C3 Students, some of the things that are coming up, all our calendar activities, as well as information for all of our discipleship groups and Bible studies that are happening right now. And guys, I'm going to tell you, we are almost at the end of the school year, so you do not want to miss a week. We only have a few weeks left before we have move-up night and we take our pre-summer break. So check out the website and learn more about all of those things. And of course, make sure you're following us on social media. You'll find us at Facebook and on Instagram, and we're easy to find because it's going to look, just look up the handle at C3 Students Wheeling. That is at C3 Students Wheeling. You'll find us in those areas where we'll be sharing pictures and posts and videos and all the fun stuff that we do at C3 Students. All right, that's going to do it for us here on week two of the C3 Student Ministry Podcast. We're glad that you're here. And we have a lot more in store for you in the weeks to come. So make sure you come back and join us next Friday for episode 3 of the C3 Student Podcast. Until then.